This is KMUW Wichita Public Radio. Up now, KMUW theater commentator Sanda Moore Coleman looks at a geographically ambitious production.
The opera ballet, which combines dance with instrumental and vocal music, flourished during the French Baroque era. The emphasis was on spectacle, and common to the genre were exotic locales and ruminations on the nature of love. Composer Jean-Philippe Rameau and librettist Louis Fuselier premiered the work Les Ânes Galants, The Amorous Indies, at the Paris Opera in 1735, and it was performed more than 60 times in the first 2 years. Rameau continued to tinker with it, later adding a third act and still later a fourth act, and it eventually won its place as the most popular of its genre. Rameau's music in Les Ânes Galants was considered dramatic and daring, and it caused a strong reaction among Parisian audiences. It was the second of Rameau's many operas. The work includes a prologue that introduces the theme, as well as four acts or entrees, each taking place in a different location. The Europeans found anyone outside of Europe exotic, and the Indies was a term used to describe all such places. And so we have four tales of love, set on an island somewhere in the Indian Ocean, in Peru, in Persia, and in North America. You can see this show on stage thanks to Wichita State University's School of Performing Arts. There will be four performances of Les Ânes Galants at Miller Concert Hall in the Dirksen Fine Arts Center from today, March 28th, to April 3rd. For KMUW, this is Sanda Moore Coleman.